Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian and Joa here in the studio tonight. Of course, you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Joe, good to see you, man.
You too.
Although, I just saw you a few days ago. You've been pretty present at the Crypto 6 trial, and you've been doing artwork every single day. You are the, as close to an official artist for the...
Well, thank you for that.
Because they don't do that, I guess. They don't just provide their own artist for these trials.
No.
You kind of have to bring your own in this case, and you get your pencil set. You've been doing sketches of every single witness, I think, so far that has hit the stand. Some of the...
Pretty, I mean, since I've been there, yeah. You know, so...
Some of the court people,
I've
the judge,
2 days
things
so far,
like that. You did one of the entire jury, apparently,
yeah, just a quick sketch of them all.
Which is funny, because normally you're not allowed to photograph the jury.
Right.
Apparently you can draw them.
Yeah,
just fine.
At least they don't know that.
Well,
but I didn't do like fine detail on them. I just did a quick of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And they're all wearing masks anyway, so you have no idea what the details are. So there's really nothing to say about the Crypto 6 trial today for the first day in the last few weeks because there was no Crypto 6 trial today. The trial's been put on hold given that the prosecution's final incomplete witness, my ex-girlfriend Renee, has been unable to testify due to being tested positive with COVID.
Oh, fun.
Apparently she did test positive with COVID today, according to my attorney.
Uh-oh.
And so... If she's still positive on Monday, it may end up being a mistrial.
Wow.
We'll see what happens then. And then, of course, what happens then? Do they drop some charges, or do they try it again from the top? Because they have to bring in all the old ladies again and everything.
You can try the herd immunity effect.
What does that mean?
Just bring her in.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to be acceptable to the federal government's courtroom policies. They have to go by whatever the CDC says. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll keep you in the loop as this thing continues to develop. But in the news, I don't know, are you much of a car guy?
I like cars.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a real car guy
got?
Or anything like that. But, in fact, one of the things I think that was brought up is what kind of car do I drive in this,
this
trial? Because, you know, the suggestion is that, you know, we're making all this money or whatever, and I drive a car, the RAV4, with 190,000 miles on it.
It's a sought-after vehicle. People really like those RAV4s.
The RAV4?
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's a nice vehicle. But... You know, the more I hear about these newer cars, Joa, the less attractive they are. I mean, I don't like the idea of having computers drive for me. Have you ever tried that before?
Where, yeah, I mean, I haven't sat in the driver's seat, but I've been in cars that were self-driving.
Like completely self-driving?
Yeah, well, I've been in a Tesla, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I've never gone that far. Mark has one of these cars, or had. I don't think he still does. But he has one of these cars where it'll just, like, keep you in the lane.
Yeah, I've been in one of those, too.
Yeah. And I guess it kind of keeps you away from people. There's a radar on the front that tells the car how close you are to the next thing.
I wouldn't rely on it.
It'll back you off.
I would pay attention to the road.
Yeah, well, the problem is people will probably, it'll probably create a reliance, even though they're not intending to not rely on it. They may end up inevitably leaning on that technology. And so, like, you know, to me, the more computerized a car is, the more of a turnoff it is. I like driving. I like the act of driving. And now we're seeing some really disturbing things coming out of the automotive industry. Of course, we know that there was the story recently that came out regarding 2026, where the federal government is going to start mandating ignition interlock systems to be installed in all brand new vehicles. And now we're not really clear exactly on what that's going to look like, what the technology is going to be that's going to do that. It's not going to be the tube thing, right?
Sounds like third-party modifications is going to be the future.
Probably yeah. so. Although it'll likely be a like a federal crime or something to try to disable that.
Your warranties would be void or something like that.
Yeah. So they're not going to do the tube. They're going to have some sort of newer technology that is going to give some company that's got a somebody's cousin is a U.S. representative or a senator or whatever. You know, some kind of nepotism sure. deal. So there's that kind of stuff that's coming down the pike. But then you've got these quote-unquote developments or features or whatever you want to call this, anti-feature, I don't know what you call this, BBC.com reporting that Mercedes-Benz is set to introduce an acceleration subscription fee.
So you got to pay the subscription? What I'm automatically thinking is you got to pay to actually keep driving the car?
You got to pay to speed up faster.
What?
According to the story here, it's going to offer an online subscription service in the United States to make its electric cars speed up quicker. For an annual cost of $1,200, so $100 a month, excluding tax, the company will enable some of its vehicles to accelerate from 0 to 60 miles an hour.
That's awful.
1 second faster than they currently do.
Wow.
For $1,200.
Jeez.
It comes after a rival manufacturer. Maybe you heard about this one.
It's like Harrison Bergeron in some sort of fashion.
You know, I've not read it.
The idea is like if you're overskilled in a competition to the other opponent, they have to like put weights on you and bog you down.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's even.
So this is just, they're just trying to squeeze money out of you in this particular case. They know people want to go fast in cars, and they say, well, now that it's electric, instead of the old gas pedal where you could just right. stamp on the gas and pour as much gas into the gas tank as you wanted to, as you were willing to pay for, now they get to completely govern your ability to go faster based on electronics.
It's like a digital governor. Like
yeah. yeah, that you can now pay to remove. Which is absolutely insane, but it's now coming after other news. Now, this one I'd marked for show prep, this other one, but we just never got to it. BMW is now offering a subscription for heated seats.
I mean, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. This is the BBC that's reporting on this. They are seriously telling wow. people that if you want to have heated seats, you have to pay for a subscription service. I mean, look, I'm no technological expert as far as car technology is concerned, but I'm pretty sure a heated seat is just like a heating coil running through your seats, and it's like the simplest technology that you could possibly imagine. There's no need for a subscription service to operate the circuit that would turn on or off this heating coil.
It's like Big Brother everywhere. It's like I feel like it's sort of marketing everything and controlling everything we do. Because, oh, if you have to pay for that, now let's just say, oh, it's on your bill. Mm-hmm. Oh, heated seats are on your bill. It's like a record of these little things in your life. What, you got to pay every time you use your washer? It's yeah. crazy.
Well, and it doesn't make any sense either because it's like if you have the capability for heated seats, the wire's already in there, right? So, like, you've paid for the actual hardware. You have the equipment that it takes to run this, right. and they're going to tell you that you have to pay extra. This is like, you know how the video game industry has done this, right, where they will release a game,
right.
and then they want to nickel and dime you for yes. all these little upgrades.
After they built it and you've already been playing it, then they change it around and make you have to pay for all little things. And you can't, yeah, a few games got sued for that, right, because the only way you could beat the game is if you bought all this stuff.
Really?
Yeah, and like the kid, like that's not how you advertise a game. It's like if you advertise a game, you should be able to play everything about it like,
without having to pay to play.
Right, because it's false advertising. I understand expansion packs. That's a different story when it comes sure. to MMOs. Or like if your car, for instance, like all right, it already has like a theme to it,
mm-hmm.
but you want it because all the screens, all the odometer and everything like that, it's all digital. You could theoretically buy a new theme pack, sort of like how you buy it for your phone. You buy new theme packs for your phone, so it looks all a little bit different. And you could do the same for your car, but like the actual functioning part of it, that just seems
To make somebody pay for ongoing use of something that you've already paid through the nose for. I mean, we're talking about BMW and Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, that's wild.
These are high-end automobiles that it's going to be an expensive ride to begin with. Just buy one of these things. And then they tell you, no, 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 you got to pay $100 a month so you can go a second quicker to 60 miles per hour. Or you got to pay, I don't know how much, to BMW to have heated seats. This is an ugly trend. And if people don't put their feet down and say no more of this, I'm not going to buy this product, hey, it's going to get worse.
Hey, BMW, my butt's a little cold. That'll be $14.99 a month.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. The number is 603-283-6160. And what suckers are paying for this stuff? It is Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can bring up anything. The number is 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian
and Joa.
And you know government schooling sucks, and the kids know it, too. One out of five graduates are functionally illiterate. 75% of government high school students are unhappy. 63% are disengaged. And according to the CDC, 19% are considering suicide. That's almost one out of five students.
Yikes.
In the government schools. So if you care about your kids, you need to get them out. But what do you do after that? Well, Michael Strong, who is an acclaimed and globally known educator, has launched an online academy called The Socratic Experience. And our very own Mark Edge has enrolled his son in this academy, and he's giving it rave reviews so far. It's where students can learn through philosophical dialogue and are engaged in a highly social and inspiring learning environment. The Socratic Experience nurtures your child's unique genius. It's a proven school. Their students have gotten into the most prestigious universities and highly selective companies. You can get 20% off your first year's tuition by going to SocraticExperience.com/FTL. That's SocraticExperience.com/FTL, and that's where you can download the parent guide and get that 20% discount. Class space is limited. It's SocraticExperience.com/FTL. We're talking about the automotive industry going in a very disturbing direction with subscription fees now. No, we're not talking about a subscription to a regular oil change or some sort of regular car maintenance. We're talking about a subscription fee to accelerate faster in the case of Mercedes-Benz, or in the case of BMW, to turn on the heated seats or the heated steering wheel in your car on a monthly basis. So according to this, BMW has announced, you predicted, Joe, without ever hearing the story, that it was going to be $14.99 to turn on the heated seats. It turns out you're off by about half. It's over $30 a month to subscribe to the heated seats feature of a car that already has the equipment built into it. Let's go to your phone calls first so you can bring up anything you want. Jimmy is on the line in Missouri. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Hey, yeah. So yesterday on Truth Social, Trump had tweeted or whatever that he had an important announcement he was going to make today.
Okay.
And it turns out that announcement is he's starting a line of NFTs, and they all feature him as some sort of superhero.
Oh, no.
So crazy looking.
$99 for each one.
Wow. Well, now, wait a minute. I thought Trump was against cryptocurrency. I guess he's changed his mind now that he figured out a way he can make some money, huh?
I guess so. But, he said you could buy it with dollars, or you could use crypto to buy it. And he said also that
Hold on. How do you buy? Look, I'm no NFT expert here, but how do you buy an NFT, which, as I understand it, is it an Ethereum token or a Solana token or one of these crypto tokens? That's why it's called an NFT. It's non-fungible, meaning that there's only one of them. It's an original, basically. Even though you can copy the image, there's quote-unquote only one original, and it's associated with that place on the blockchain, that wallet specifically. How are you going to buy this with dollars if you don't have a crypto wallet in which to store it?
I don't know, but I'm guessing they're probably not real NFTs.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're right about that. That's another good question, too.
Not your keys, not your crypto, so you better hold it. You know?
I'm guessing Trump doesn't know the answer to that question either.
I don't think he does. But, he also said that they were going to be like somebody who gets one of these NFTs would might win a chance to have dinner with him or go to one of his resorts as well.
Wow. Where do you go to get these things?
Gosh. He had it on his thing. It was like, I don't know, TrumpDigitalTradingCards.com or something.
Wow.
This is like number one story. Yeah. We're like in the top headlines of Drudge right now. Major announcement is digital. Oh, my God. I'm looking at these things. They're so ridiculous.
You should see the video. It's hilarious.
Is this like the little promo video for it or something?
Yeah, it was hilarious. My dad couldn't believe it was real.
Yeah,
I showed it to him, and he was like, are you serious? Is this real?
They make him look ripped. And so he looks like a superhero, like beyond most superheroes' ripness.
I wonder if they used AI to do the artwork.
Probably. I don't think so. AI, no. AI does way better work.
That's true. The hands aren't messed up on it.
They do seem digitally bigger.
Thanks for bringing that to the table tonight, Jimmy. Anything else you want to share?
That's about it, really.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate the call. Let's continue with Renee in Louisiana. Renee, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have my subject, but I want to make a little comment about that subscription crap.
Yeah.
That's what happened when you have companies like big tech phone companies and stuff just suck. If anyone's sucking the blood out of capitalism and making people suffer, it's the phone companies and all their constant add a little more here for this thing and that thing, clean the phone. And then now the car company wants to get in on the greed action.
Yeah, I think it's pretty insulting. And the bad news is here, you know, as I was looking at this story about, again, Mercedes-Benz having a subscription service to accelerate an electric car an extra second faster to 60 miles an hour, apparently they're not alone. And we mentioned BMW, but at the end of the story here from BBC, so BMW doing heated seats and heated steering wheels, you have to pay an extra $30 a month for that. But according to this, I was hoping not to see this. I figured Toyota would keep their stuff.
Come on.
Man, Toyota announced in December of last year that they would charge some drivers $8 a month to remotely start their cars using a key fob.
Come on.
In 2019, Tesla introduced Acceleration Boost, which makes its Model 3 vehicles accelerate from 0 to 60 half a second faster for a one-time fee of $2,000.
Jeez.
I mean, we are talking about a software switch, right? Like, this is not any kind of, like, they don't need to have an engineer go in there and put a new accelerator in or some sort of new part or swap out something from the engine. This is literally, we're flipping a switch in software, and now you can go to 60 miles an hour half a second faster.
I wonder how hard it is actually to change it, but, you know.
It's some guy sitting at a computer. When you call them up, they swipe your credit card,
right.
And then they say, okay, sir, looks like your credit card cleared. Click.
Have
That's
fun,
it.
Huh?
That's it. So, Renee, you're as upset about this as we are, huh?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Because when will they stop? Will they charge for tinted windows? Will they charge for each and everything? How expensive
right.
and ridiculously unlivable is going to be to even have a car?
I don't know. I don't want to find out. Like I said, people need to refuse this stuff. If people pay for it, they're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
But if people say, you know what, no thanks, I'll go over here to this car company, because hopefully some car company will stay sane and not shove these quote-unquote features
right.
down people's throats, and they're going to start to get a lot more business from people that want to do cars the old way, where you pay for it once, and then you pay for the oil changes and whatever other maintenance, but that's the only kind of ongoing fees you have to pay. And that's enough, damn it. I mean, getting new tires and all this other stuff that you need for cars, that stuff was expensive before COVID, and it's worse now that they've been cranking out the dollars out of the system.
Yeah, cars are just far too expensive, and this is just, I don't know, what are we buying? An experience here.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Renee, I didn't know if you... I think you were calling about something else, though. Hang on. We'll see if you had something else to say. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join the show and bring up whatever you want here. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you.
USA News Update. President Joe Biden touted relations between the U.S. and African nations Wednesday. Speaking of the three-day U.S.-Africa Leaders Summit in Washington, Biden emphasized that Africa is critical to the success of the U.S. and global communities. While fentanyl deaths are currently a public safety risk, they're also going to become a national security risk. That is what Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco told CBS Evening News. She says that social media companies need to take action to stop drug dealing on their platforms.
You're talking about meeting on the street and making that connection. The dealer is in your kid's pocket along with the phone.
Republican state leaders are asking Apple and Google to raise their age ratings for the TikTok app. 15 state attorney generals sent letters to the CEOs of both companies saying the Beijing-launched app contains mature content. Dave Collins, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yep, it is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind.
Anything?
You can, absolutely. It just has to be FCC friendly.
Oh.
So there's certain words you can't say, and you can't do what they call obscenity.
Darn.
So, yeah, you can say that.
Dang it.
There's certain things that are considered obscene, and that is usually like a description of an excretory or sexual act. And so you can't get too, like, descriptive.
That's baloney.
Of those things. but, you know, that's why we have our show on Saturday nights, which is Beard Talk Live, which happens at 10:30 Eastern Time, which you shaved yours off.
I can't call in?
Joe. You could probably call in. But
probably isn't.
And they're bending the rules for people as far as guest hosting is
I mean,
concerned.
It is still coming through. It's,
that's true.
It's a very short beard.
Mine, too. Mine's just barely there right now. Check out Beard Talk Live Saturdays, 10:30 Eastern Time on our video streaming platforms. We are on various different video platforms. The number one platform, though, to find us on is the Odyssey platform over at video.freetalklive.com. That's video.freetalklive.com. Takes you right to our channel. You can subscribe there. And then if you're done doing that, just type in Breaking the Flaw on Odyssey. And
that's a good idea.
Pull up Joa's channel, where he's always doing some sort of entertaining stuff with government agencies and bureaucracies in various different areas of mostly New Hampshire.
I guess, well, I can't read on air. We just talked about this.
Okay.
But I did get a little activism today.
Really? What did you do?
I filmed
where?
A couple cops, but they were actually doing something very important.
What's that?
Directing traffic as the lights were blinking.
So they're being useful.
Yes.
Okay.
They actually did something purposeful.
Okay.
And I wouldn't mind, you know, giving like a couple, a little bit of change collectively to have them do that, I guess.
Yeah, they're doing fine. They get a nice salary.
Yeah.
But yeah, it would be nice to see police doing more productive things. Like I did actually see, I think it was a state trooper helping an old lady change a tire on the side of the road one time here in New Hampshire. I couldn't believe it. I don't know if you ticketed her first.
Yeah, no, but they're usually pretty friendly on those sort of things. They want to help you out. They want to get things moving.
Usually they want to ticket you if they pull you over.
But I got two parking tickets here.
Well, not tickets.
These are the receipts.
Okay.
That you put in. You don't have to put them in your window. You just wait. This is how it works.
Where? Which town?
Downtown.
Keene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right in the square there. It's they use the digital ATMs now, or
yeah,
whatever you call them.
They bought those, by the way, to try to stop the Robin Hooders.
Right. Well, I have my own thing, because you're supposed to enter your license plate. Well, mm-hmm. I'm not going to give up my Fourth Amendment right. I'm not going to give my Fifth mm-hmm. Amendment right for them to get my plate number and all that. So I started putting my own messages in the machine.
Really?
Well, this one I can't read. It says something fallacious.
Okay.
Okay. And you can imagine, and you can see this on my mm-hmm. most recent video. I put it in there. But the other one, I put fallacious plate, Fourth Amendment. You know?
All right. But how does this keep you from getting a ticket?
I don't know.
Do you display that on the dash?
I put it on the dash, yeah.
And that way you figure out.
Yeah, it's proof that I actually purchased the parking.
Right.
So
yeah.
They can't say I didn't pay.
That's a good point. That'll be interesting to see if they try to do anything to you.
Yeah.
We'll keep us in the loop on that. Let's bring Renee back on the line here. Renee, you were calling for a different reason tonight, calling from Louisiana. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the prisoner exchange they had. I mean, mm-hmm. There's lots to be said about that. I will come up with an analogy from The Simpsons. You remember the bobsled scene where Simpson kept on whipping them dogs, and when he stopped, they turned on him and ganged up on him?
I'm afraid it's been a very long time since I've watched television.
I get the premise.
Well, the thing is, the Biden administration, it picks and chooses, but he it's like when it comes to the important infrastructure that works for him, he doesn't care about them, and it's his choice. I mean, we don't know what the other guy did, but they didn't even mention she even had a prescription paper for that. Now, whenever
you're talking about the basketball girl, I want to just clarify. You're talking about the Brittany, I think Grenier is her name, the Victor Boot was the Russian guy who was released. He was like one of the world's most infamous arms dealers, and he was sentenced to life in prison, I think, here in the United States or something very extensive.
Right.
And he'd been in for about a dozen or 10 years or something like that. And the United States literally traded this Russian arms dealer for a girl who got arrested for marijuana possession in Russia.
And she didn't even have a prescription for it. If she had a prescription for it, then we could say, oh, well. But you know, the premise is...
Wait, why do you need a prescription?
I don't think you can get a prescription for cannabis in Russia, can you?
No.
Well, if it was a prescription, it should be internationally recognized, the degree. She didn't even mention she had one from America for marijuana. She goes there for the more money. I'm glad they're not going back there, because who needs to go work for the Russians if they're going to do things like that? The hell with the more money to go pay for you to play basketball over there. And it's just, why did Biden do it? Did he do it because she's a woman? Did he do it because she's LGBT? Did he do it because she's a certain political brand? I mean, they didn't even say, they shouldn't have traded for nobody. because that guy is that dangerous, that efficient, and that dangerous. That guy had.
Yeah, it is an interesting question. Like, why was this trade orchestrated? What was the actual motivation behind the scenes? I mean, did Biden think he was going to really win a bunch of political points for this? Because it would seem like.
I mean, he should, though, because it's actually a good thing. I don't really have a problem with weapons trading per se, unless it's purposely done to start conflicts, you know?
Yeah, well, I also don't really care if Victor Boot is set free or not, because I'm kind of in the boat as you there, Joe. But, I mean, I'm just looking at it from a political perspective, looking at it from what does he benefit? How does Biden benefit from this? Because there must be a lot of people who are saying, this is crazy. Like, if you accept the idea that Victor Boot is a bad guy, and I don't know. I don't know anything about the guy. I know there's rumors about him. I know there's a movie about him with Nicolas Cage in it called Lord of War. That's about him. Yeah.
I got to check that out.
I'll tell you how it's bad. Remember the star that played Liberace and the star that played Gomer Pyle?
Okay.
I don't remember.
These guys went everywhere. They lived their lifestyle. And they were not political. Nobody cared about him.
Mm-hmm.
Her being LGBT, I don't know. It might be too much of a political message, and it actually hurt their movement because they'll have hostility brought upon them. Like, you mean to tell me we did this just because of this movement, whereas in the past, nobody cared. It's your business. But now they're having privilege. Somebody might get jealous. These people getting privilege, and then they get all this because of the way they are. That might cause hostility in certain factions of the country.
Thank you, Renee, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The number is 603-283-6160. Here's what the Deseret News had to say about Victor Boot. He's been labeled a merchant of death, and he was the one that was traded to free Brittany Grenier, the basketball player, from prison in Russia. A New York City jury convicted Boot in 2011 for trying to sell arms to terrorists, allegedly, targeting Americans. He was seized in Thailand in a sting operation orchestrated by the DEA. The Thai government initially vetoed the extradition, reflecting strong pressures from Russia, but the U.S. government overcame that. Boot is a former Soviet Army officer. He became rich and feared for dealing in weapons and drugs on a vast scale. The book Merchant of Death documents his extraordinary career. The authors provide details regarding a global trail marked in blood. Wholesale death literally was his profession. Boot's arrest in a luxury hotel was a victory for basic morality and common decency, they say, as well as law enforcement. The criminal organization, because only the government should be able to sell
guns. Right. It just seems like they're painting a picture that it's bad, but they actually haven't said anything yet that where he actually did something like, I don't know. Can you elaborate more?
Yeah, there's more here about Boot, Victor Boot, the man who has now apparently been set free into Russia and traded for a lady that had a little bit of cannabis in a cartridge in her bag when she tried to go play basketball.
Criminal.
Now, of course, is the U.S. government going to release everybody who is in jail in the United States for the same crime?
Let's hope.
No, they're not. But it'd be nice. But they're not going to.
But they're not coming. They're not.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Joe in the studio here tonight, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. If you are ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, get on over to Bitcoin.com where you can click Get Started at the top of the page and start learning the basics about crypto. It's definitely not too late. The Bitcoin price these days is way down from where it was about a year ago. A year back, it was a little more than a year back, so it was fall of 2021. It was probably at around $60-something thousand. Now it's below $18,000, right? $17,400 right now. So it might be a good opportunity to buy. Of course, a lot of people like to do what they call dollar cost averaging, where you buy just a little bit here and there. Whenever you can, you know, whenever you can afford to spend $50 or whatever amount you can afford to lose. Because again, you don't want to take risks with money you can't afford to lose. You never know what's going to happen. But there's one thing's for sure about cryptocurrency is while it could go down in value, it could also go up in value, and that is not going to happen with the dollar.
It's not going to go away either.
That's true.
The dollar could go away.
Yeah, the cryptocurrency is a phenomenon that is here to stay. Now, some cryptos may go away. Some of them, there have been thousands that have failed. So
I'm sure more will too.
Yeah, you never know for sure. But you got to do the research first. Start learning by going to Bitcoin.com and click Get Started right there at the top of the page. And, of course, they also have their news sites. If you want to get the latest news headlines, you can do that as well over at news.bitcoin.com. So we're talking about this Victor Boot. We had Renee call in from Louisiana regarding this trade that the United States government did with the Russian government. They traded out a girl from the WNBA, Brittany Grinier, or Grinner, and she had been arrested in Russia for having a marijuana cart, a cannabis cartridge, in her bag as she tried to enter Russia and was caught with it.
Whoops.
And they were sentencing her to, I think, a decade plus in prison at like a hard labor camp over that. And so the Biden administration made a big show about all of a sudden caring about people who have been convicted for marijuana-related offenses. Now,
he did just pardon a bunch of people, right?
To be fair, they did pardon people with federal drug possession, I think marijuana possession specifically. I don't think it was all drug possession.
So federal cases.
Right, but they haven't pardoned the people who are in federal prison for selling cannabis. They haven't pardoned the people who are in federal prison for other drug-related cases. So forgive me if I, you know, just don't really consider this to be real compassion
right.
here.
There's a lot of work to do.
There's some sort of political attempt. There's some sort of an angle here that they're taking. They think that trading an arms dealer for a cannabis conviction is somehow a good trade, and I'm not real clear on how that is. Now, you mentioned, Joe, that, you know, you're not really concerned with this boot getting out of prison or whatever, but you did want to learn more about him.
Yeah.
So there's some more here from Deseret News where they say that he was arrested. It was 2011, apparently, or he was convicted in 2011, so probably arrested before that. There was a book written about his career called The Merchant of Death, and they say he was dealing weapons and drugs on a vast scale. Criminal organization FARC controlled extensive territory in Colombia, and Boot's fleet of aircraft flew in guns and ammunition and ferried out drugs for sale. The arms reportedly originated in Kazakhstan and other parts of Central Asia. He is accused of dealing with Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, though he's gone to some lengths to deny those charges. Initially based in Russia, Boot moved his operations to Belgium, then the UAE.
Well, unlike the U.S. government, who has given arms and money and whatever else supplies to those same terrorist organizations you just mentioned.
Yes. Yeah, Afghanistan. Yeah, sure, the Taliban. Not to mention Mexican drug gangs.
Right.
That during the Obama administration.
Yep. Fast and furious.
Yeah. For years, he kept just ahead of a comprehensive global law enforcement effort to take him down. His conviction indicates this so-called global rule of law is growing. Look, what this indicates here is, I think what you know, are alluding to here, Joa, is that the U.S. government's just mad because this guy got the deals and they didn't.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. They wanted to take out their competitor.
Well, government hates competition.
Right. Regarding large-scale killers, since March 2016, the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia convicted Radovan Karadzic of genocide. He is responsible for the massacre of approximately 8,000 men and boys in Srebrenica in 1995. At the time, he was the president of the Bosnia Serb Republic, a territory seeking to join Serbia, and the ethnic wars of his region went on from 92 to 95 and involved the first war crimes in Europe since World War II. In July of 2011, the Serbian government officials arrested Goran Hadzic. He was a principal leader of Croatia's Serbs during the ethnically based war and mass murders in the Balkans during the 1990s. Are they going to tie this in with this guy here? I'm not really sure where they're going. They say he was captured, and then before indictment, he lived at the northern Serbian city of Novi Sad. Despite a price on his head, UN officials joined representatives of an international judicial tribunal overseeing Balkan war crimes in welcoming this benchmark event. With his arrest, all 161 individuals indicted for war crimes by the ICTY had been captured. In 2008, an accused Serb war criminal was captured while visiting a graveyard. I don't know where they're going with telling all these stories. It doesn't mention anything about Boot selling these people weapons. It's just, they're
right.
just going off talking about all these Serb-related people. Are we supposed to extrapolate that Boot was dealing weapons to them?
It's like
it doesn't say that.
It's like
here.
Blaming the factory that makes air for people breathing. It's like, no.
Yeah, I'm looking here, and I'm just looking ahead. There's nothing in here about. I figured that there would be like a paragraph after this that said, "And Boot was the one that sold all these killers their weapons."
Yeah,
but it doesn't make a connection here. They start out this story the first half of the story is all about Victor Boot, and then the last half is all about these Serbian thugs. So, I don't know. You know, this guy, by the way, Chris Cantwell was in prison with this guy. This
really?
Victor Boot. Yeah, so I heard this from Chris, who's now out. Chris Cantwell, former host of Free Talk Live. Sadly, he turned into a Nazi, and we had to fire him in, like, I think it was like 2016. And then he ended up at this, what was it, Charlottesville protest.
Right.
Kind of made a name for himself, not in a good way.
The crying Nazi,
yeah. And then he ended up getting arrested, and I would say wrongfully. The federal government did target Chris Cantwell.
They try to angle things like, you know, they didn't get Al Capone on murder.
Right, and Chris Cantwell, you know, he may be an a-hole.
Yeah, you know, definitely.
But he's not a violent criminal. He didn't get convicted of being a violent person, but he went to prison for like 2+ years in federal prison on crimes, quote unquote crimes, of like an interstate threat, basically. He said something mean to another Nazi over a telegram chat.
Oh my God.
And they seriously went after him with criminal charges for this. Rather than just simply allowing the Nazis to argue with one another on the internet, which is basically all they were doing. They were just having stupid internet spats from 1,000 miles away from one another with no real chance of actually doing anything to one another. But the feds were, of course, monitoring these chat rooms because that's what they do, right? Like they integrate themselves into all kinds of political movements. And so they were watching this stuff go down, and they brought criminal charges against Chris, and he got found guilty for it. So he spent 2 years in a federal prison in a what they call a communications management unit.
Hey, like I said before, government hates competition, so they can't have a better Nazi out there than them.
Wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, government's not. They're a bunch of Nazis.
Well, sure. I mean, they are certainly socialists. How many of them are racists?
Biden's definitely a racist. You hear his like 1980 speeches in Congress is pretty racist.
He says some weird things about black people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about Victor Boot, and he is now a free man, traded for this Brittany Grenier. And if you want to comment on that, you are certainly welcome to join the show. Coming up, since we're talking about drugs, Joey, you've got a story about a Super Bowl champ who has revealed his secrets for beating drug tests within the NFL. Plus, magic mushrooms have been banned now in Oregon's 25 of the Oregon counties. Remember, the news was that Oregon had legalized magic mushrooms for therapeutic usage. I think it was in 2020. But the counties, probably the more red-leaning counties, have reversed that decision. We can tell you about that story on the way. And, of course, you're free to bring up whatever's on your mind. The number, if you want to join us, it's 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can comment on whatever you want to discuss. Plus, since we're talking about Russia as well, the RT is back in the news. Russia Today, the European Union is set to freeze the assets of RT's parent company because they, well, just want to take some stuff, get some free money. We're coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.